Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. All right, it's podcast day.
Yeah.
Why am I singing everything now?
It's your new thing. It's okay.
Even on my rise and shines, I'm singing. Hello, everyone. Robbie Page in the house. Who let the dog? Just kidding. Okay. Sorry. Everything's a song.
Everything.
So, Robbie Page here.
Danielle Perkins.
Kelly at
Melissa Jeffrey on.
Cheers, girls.
Cheers.
What are we drinking? I have a Celsius. I really wish the C started with Chardonnay or Cab.
Same. Okay.
We need to do this later so we can have a wine cheers. Time. Wine time.
Wine time.
I cannot do wine time.
Why?
8 months pregnant.
Oh, you're so pregnant. Yeah. But you're almost at the end.
I can't believe it.
So crazy.
Kelly's like, I can't. She's like,
I don't know.
Hey, and for the record, those of you that can't see us today when we're recording this podcast, for those of you that follow along our greatest jokes, because Danielle is the one that never gets the clothing memo.
Ever.
True.
Ever. So you're probably going to see me post this before you listen to this podcast. But today, I have on a leopard coat.
I have on a leopard shirt.
And I have on a leopard headband.
And Melissa?
I don't do leopard.
Is that my mo people?
Yep.
That's your lawn people. I don't know. You're supposed to be here like two hours.
Melissa doesn't do leopard, but she does donut pins.
She does donut pins.
It's not in my jacket.
I got you that donut pin.
I know, and you said to put it on my jacket.
And now Lucy has one on her jacket.
And there's my other one.
That's the one. Number one podcast listeners, I don't know why my lawn people just showed up. We're going to go with it.
Whatever.
Anyway. Pause. I'm going to come back to you, Melissa. Did I tell you guys I called Brian? Because do you guys remember I was trying to record the U-Inc lessons last week? Yes. And I'm right in the middle of recording a lesson, and here comes a... I was like, listen, they need to choose a time.
Seriously, morning, afternoon.
And obviously they didn't. They're here.
No.
You don't think they got the memo.
Brian probably didn't call.
You didn't get the memo. The lawnmower guys didn't get the memo.
But you did get the jewelry memo. Great stacking,
thanks.
By the way.
That's a
lot of jewelry for you.
I wore a lot of jewelry yesterday, and I looked at myself in the mirror and thought, there should have been at least 3 pieces that came off before I walked up.
No, that looks fantastic.
Thanks.
Okay, back to you being preggers. How are you feeling, Callie?
Pregnant.
I think we should have a podcast shower for you.
Oh, okay, let's do it. I don't know what that looks like. It's like a virtual shower, but not.
Sure, we'll do a podcast shower. Oh. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Feel like how's
pregnant.
Your belly?
Big. Let's go.
Oh, we can see that.
Yeah, they can't. My, I don't know the circumference. I don't know. You know, I think it's...
And of maybe, your vajayjay?
No.
Her belly.
Oh, I was like, I don't think they want to know your vajayjay.
You say things like that, we now have to make this explicit. Thanks.
We're only like 2 minutes in.
I know.
I don't know if
a
it's
child
just like...
A child doesn't know what a vajayjay is.
Well, let's
I didn't say vagina.
Well, she did now.
Whatever. Anyway.
Sorry, if I knew those were coming out, I would have warned y'all... To hide your kids and put your earphones in.
You should do that anyway when you listen to our podcast.
True. That's true, especially when they're chat sessions, because you never know when we're going to talk about blowjobs and sex.
No, you never know.
Yeah, okay.
So back if you didn't get the memo, earphones, take out your
what
kids.
What does Robin say? Because this ain't no daycare.
This ain't no daycare.
Robin from Peloton.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not measuring the circumference of your vajayjay.
Yeah, or that
okay.
either.
Okay, good.
And maybe, and I don't know, maybe it's just me. I'm not going to say my generation. Whatever. I don't know how big he is. I don't know how much he weighs.
You're not obsessed with that?
I don't like...
You like your app that compares them to movie props.
Well, I think it's true.
Wait, what?
So they compare the babies to movie props. So
instead of like fruit or something.
Fruit. I don't like fruit. That. It's so boring. Fruit's boring.
For real? How do you know what movie props are? So there's the actor's chair.
This week...
What? Like,
just keep talking.
Okay, so this week, he's as big as the volleyball from Top Gun.
Get it?
That's not a movie prop.
Yes,
it's a movie prop.
Yeah, it was in
it's
the
a prop
movie.
From a movie. It's a prop from a movie.
I was thinking on the set.
It is on the set.
Like actor's chair, take two.
No,
it's a prop from a movie.
Give her another example.
No, I get that. So a famous icon.
A movie prop. A famous movie prop. Something used
a movie prop.
Famously. Right.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Carry on.
That's it.
So how big is Charlie? A volleyball from...
Top Gun.
I think he's bigger than that.
What was the volleyball?
Wilson.
Castaway.
Yeah. Yes, basically.
Wilson.
I feel like he's bigger than a volleyball.
Wait, he's what?
A volleyball.
From Top Gun?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
With Tom Cruise?
Oh, no. Don't. I can't. We got to move on.
I don't think I saw that movie.
Playing with the Boys. That's one of mine and Chase's favorite scenes.
Okay, so what would be another Hollywood set?
Movie prop?
What would be another one? Let's just say.
The Genie's Lamp from Aladdin.
Oh, okay.
The Wizard of Oz shoes.
The Red Sparkles.
Yes.
Okay, I got it now.
Good job.
Wow, that's pretty cool, really.
That is cool.
Anyway. Are you vaggie or are you C-section?
Nope, we're hatching him out. We're going to hatch him out.
Strap me down and cut me open and pull
hatch
that baby
him out.
That is the way to go.
I had two C-sections. Same. You're the only one, Danielle, that had...
Two vaginas.
I mean,
vaginas.
And had the biggest babies out of all.
I know.
Yes.
I did have giant babies.
Excuse the mower. Can you hear the mower?
I do, yeah. Yep. They're both almost 10 pounds.
Golly. I think and eight early. Of it was Bubs's head.
Yeah. Early. They were early.
Thank God they were early.
And Bubs you vagged it?
Mm-hmm. Bubs was 1 week
Warning,
early.
This is an explicit podcast.
I'm counting. It's like at 10 by now.
We've hit the limit. Lucy was 2 weeks early.
That's why I got a C-section, because they told me I was having a 9-pound baby.
Hold on. That's not why.
Yes. I went in. He was a week late. Levi was a week late.
I thought
and
you
I
were
went
losing
in.
Fluid.
I mean, that's you. But they told me.
Medical out. Reasons why.
I went in a week after
this. Melissa's like, date, I'm not passing this 9-pound baby to my vag.
And the guy, that's exactly no. what I thought. No. But.
Hold on. That's not true.
I'm telling you the story.
But I've known you for 10 years. And you've always said...
Oh, I've always wanted one.
Thank you.
But when I told my doctor that I wanted a C-section, he told me, well, let's see which one it's going to be. You can't just say, cut me open, doctor. So
you find every reason to do it.
I know. So Levi was a week late, and I go in.
He was a week late.
And they're concerned
about it. A week
that
late is nothing.
I know.
Whatever.
Well, we meet Kate now. We understand.
Oh, bloody mower.
But, long story short, my fluid was low. They said I was having a 9-pound baby. They didn't think that a 9-pound baby could come out of my hips. And all I was thinking was,
come out
my
of your
friend
hips?
Just had a... Yes.
I dip,
I
you
hope,
dip, we
I
hip.
I hope nothing is coming out of your hips.
You know.
Like, what is that, your belly button?
I mean, whatever.
Oh, you know nothing is about. Coming out of your hip.
And all I could think of was...
No.
Where did it come out? Where did you not want that 9-pound baby to come out of?
You know what I mean.
Where?
You've said it 18 times already.
Well, I don't know. Where did you not want it to come out of, Melissa?
So, all I thought was, my friend just had a 9-pound baby. I can't be carrying a 9-pound baby. And so...
Melissa is officially, if you've seen Sex in the City, she is Charlotte.
Who what? Am I?
You're Samantha.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this.
You're clearly
Y'all,
Samantha.
I wish they would do an updated
like
version
Like, I
of
just
that.
Watched the other day an episode of it with Samantha versus Charlotte, and Samantha said something about having a one night stand, and Charlotte's married to a guy that they don't have sex. Yeah, they don't have sex. They do not have sex.
Her first husband was not a nice person.
Anyway, and so she, like, sex is very sacred to her. And so Samantha's like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. And they're at breakfast together. And she gets pissed off at Samantha. And she's like, sex isn't just what you can just do whatever you want. And then she gets up and leaves.
Is that Melissa?
Yeah.
I haven't done that to you.
But if you watch the show, she is Charlotte.
I feel like we need to watch. I watched the movie when it came out. I remember feeling so dirty because I was watching the movie.
We tried watching keep the first in
mind,
season.
Keep in mind, I watched I feel Purple like you need Rain to get with my mom.
Past the first season.
I agree. 100%.
Because then
I just want a show to watch, y'all.
Like, they haven't gotten into the, like, good stuff.
I agree.
I just want a movie to watch. Maybe I'll sit down and watch that.
The movie?
A movie?
Show. Whatever you call it.
I'm done with Emily in Paris.
Oh, I'm on episode 5.
Yeah, catch up. I'm done.
I can't believe you watched it without me.
I need to watch it.
Are we going
to
watch it while we work?
No, don't ask that question.
During office hours?
But you watched it without me.
Are you going to get a babysitter? Will it
lead to breakthrough for our new Thursday traditions?
I don't know.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
No. It was really good. I like it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's lighthearted. It's for me. They're young, so I'm like, oh, am I laughing to, what are y'all, millennials?
Yes.
No. But it's so.
Wait, have you gotten to the episode that they go to Gabrielle's girlfriend's chateau?
No.
Okay.
I'm only on episode 5. I'm almost about to drop my Celsius cap in my drink.
Please don't do that. That's
I just let y'all know I'm drinking a carbonated Celsius that doesn't happen ever?
I know.
That's all that's left in there.
I know Riley opened the fridge today and he's like, where are the Celsius?
I did not do it.
I said, well, we drink them. And he said, oh, well, that's nice. I don't even have one.
Please tell him I bring my own every day. I don't drink it.
I did say Danielle drinks like 3 day. Melissa drinks.
I only drink stick packs, obviously.
Yeah, because you went to go make me one.
Yes.
That's okay. So back to Emily in Paris.
Yes.
You know what it reignited in me?
Huh.
So Brian and I, and you're still going to tell us where your babies come out of. So Brian and I had always talked about when Riley graduates, Airbnb-ing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, this was before the farm. Right. Probably not going to happen now that we have a farm in Oklahoma, yes. Medical cannabis, all the things.
Yes.
However, we're still dreaming. So going, I told Brian, of course, he caught a couple snippets of the show. I said, you know what this show reminds me of? And he said, what? I said, when we talked about Airbnb-ing for like a year, just 2 weeks at a time or a month at a time, yes. Or whatever. And he goes, we're going to Airbnb in Paris? It's like, you are so literal.
I totally would have asked the same question.
No, we're not going to air. I mean, we could. But the little quaint downtown.
I know.
Have you seen it, Danielle?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to?
I
want
to watch it. What
you,
is it on?
You like all the.
No, Danielle.
What'd she say?
Disney Plus. Everything. Is it on Disney Plus?
We got all the things at the exact same time. So it's all Disney Plus to me.
But you don't like those kind of. I don't think. I don't know if you'd like it.
Did you like younger? It's like younger.
Oh, yeah. It's like younger.
I don't like all like.
You yes
CIA,
you do.
I love CIA type shows, but I
you
do like
the Benghazi
shows.
Kind of things.
I don't know what that means.
Criminal Minds.
Ooh, 13 hours. No.
Oh, no.
None of us like that.
What's that one?
I don't know about
what
you.
Do you like?
Like espionage.
Like espionage. What is it called?
24.
Last Survivor. What is it called? Designated Survivor.
Designated Survivor.
You're watching, House, watching of Cards. House of Cards.
Quantico.
I don't think you'd like Quantico Emily in Paris. You'd fall asleep.
No. Hold on. She likes Hallmark movies.
I do.
Yes. And so do
like
I.
Those. I like rom-coms.
Yes.
You like Hallmark movies?
Yeah, but not obsessively.
What do you like about Hallmark movies, Danielle?
Love stories.
Really?
Yes.
Like married people?
Yes.
Like in their home?
I feel like this is
they're never somewhere. About married people.
But normally they're on vacation. It, this has nothing like, to do with me not it, cooking.
Oh, man.
I'm like, they're never like, married, totally ever.
I was like,
get
did,
married.
Wait, did she bake and stuff?
Probably. Probably.
Normally, usually it's like she's a baker, he's a candlestick maker.
Is that what you're talking about?
That legit.
No, like no, that's not one. Like yeah. me getting in trouble for not cooking.
Yeah,
not the same.
Are you sure?
Yep, I'm sure.
Okay. She's a chef and he's a woodworker.
Yeah, it's a perfect Hallmark story.
Oh, that I see.
Oh
that
gosh, yeah, I've done such a
she's
good job.
Making funny right now. I got it.
I mean, you were cooking last night while
I did.
While
Kate was
wrestling.
Kate was having it.
There's mower again, sorry.
Yeah, well, I cooked shepherd's pie that was Chase's. I said, "Hey, what like one thing would you love me to cook for you?" And he said,
"Crust or no crust?"
We did crust.
I love crust.
Okay, so I've never done a crust before because the original shepherd's pie does not have a crust. But my mom grew up doing a crust.
Hold on. We've got the mowers.
That's my shoe. My Barney shoe.
No, it's not. Look.
He's eating my shoe.
No, he wasn't. We've got the mowers.
He's chewing on this.
Oh, that's my hairpiece.
He goes like this.
Rocky.
And spits it out.
We've got the mowers. We've got the dog.
Rocky. It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Don't chew Melissa's birdies. She'll beat you with one.
Oh, buddy.
Okay, carry on.
So I added crust this time because I grew up with my mom adding crust to shepherd's pie. And I just happened to have pie crust.
It's always a crust.
Never.
Always.
No, never no, pies. Like
everything crust. Needs a crust.
Pies are.
Pie. It's everything. Like the potatoes.
Crust.
Mm-hmm. I've only had one. Whose house did we have a shepherd's pie at? That's the only time I ever had in my life.
Mine.
You had a big one.
I made it a long time ago.
It's normally not made with crust, and it's made with lamb. And we do it with ground beef.
I think everything deserves a crust.
Well, we did it with a crust, and Chase was a huge fan. But while I was cooking...
That's why I like Chase.
I know. While I was cooking, my one-year-old was just... Y'all.
What happened?
I mean...
She help you cook? Like a
no! Here, Kate, grab the spoon. No, more like use the spoon on her booty. So I'm cooking with the spoon and using the spoon.
Oh, I love that you're raising a strong personality.
We're just in that season of toddlerness.
Don't I remember that you used to get in trouble for being so bullheaded?
Absolutely not. That is not me.
Uh-huh. I remember the stories.
She has a nickname that sounds kind of like...
A
donkey.
Everybody at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Donkey. Melissa needs to say vagina.
Say it.
Exactly.
Say it.
Anyways.
Say it.
I don't say that word.
Come on.
It's unnecessary.
Where did your kids come out of?
Well, her
my
came
tummy.
Out of her belly.
Mine came out of my
say
tummy.
It. Where'd they come
She's
out
She's like, they came out of my hips.
No.
Melissa, where did your kids...
What? Why?
Where did your kids set come out of? Come on.
Why did he say it?
I don't know. It's unnecessary.
Why are you twitching?
Hey, if it was up to Danielle, they would have come out of her Jenna.
Janine.
No, that doesn't make it any better.
But the fact that I said
that's not any better.
The fact
for
that
you.
I said like Yo, Forrest Gump.
This is like the natural censorship. The weed eater guys right there. Hey,
oh
dude, we're talking
Danielle,
about.
Tell everyone.
So we were at the lake one day,
oh,
and somehow
my goodness,
we had this whole question
people.
About what do you call. Parts.
Or what did you grow up
yes.
calling them as
and
well?
So everyone's going around, and there were a bunch of people there. So there were some really funny ones, and then it came to me, and I said Ginny. Again, the things you think are normal until you have friends when you're 34, and they tell you it's not.
Oh wow!
So,
I know he's right there.
Blowing.
He's right there. He's right there.
That
so,
did
he up the towel?
It sounded like it.
Yeah,
you think he
fine.
Sees us?
I don't know.
Not the name Jenny. Ginny.
How is that different?
It's not
That's
different.
Like, oh, this is a penny and this is a penny.
Yes.
No, it's a penny.
Tomato, tomato. Who taught you that? That's so
smart. My mom.
That's funny. That's funny.
Jenny.
Why don't you call it Janie?
No.
Where
no.
Did, where did you not want your boys to come out of?
My badge.
Ah, she said it.
She says that. I don't think I ever heard my mom call it anything. Maybe that's why I never, like...
I love how squirmy. What you guys can't see is how squirmy.
No, because my mom farted in front of me the first time, like, the other day.
What?
I've never heard my mom do that. In my life.
Fart?
No, my mom's very private.
I could see that.
With bodily functions.
Do you fart in front of Chase?
Yes.
Do you fart in front of Jared?
Sometimes.
Do you fart in front of Brendan?
Yes.
I don't fart in front of Brian.
That is a big fat joke, Bubbles. No. We've already talked about farting on this podcast.
Okay.
We've already established this.
Okay, all right.
That's what my mom wanted to me to get an enema. I don't even think they do those anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
To make
sure I don't poop while I'm having the baby. And I said, Mom, I don't care.
Yeah.
Is that what you do? C-sectioned.
No, but this they was when you. I was pregnant no. with Kate.
But
this
is
when
before,
I was pregnant with Kate, oh. before I knew I was getting
I was
a C-section.
Say you're not pushing.
But some girls do poop.
Yeah, you poop. Who cares?
Yeah, I would probably be the one that farts.
I'm like,
I didn't poop when I had my kids. I don't think
that's
so.
Shocking to
your
me.
Baby giants?
My baby giants.
Baby
oh,
giants?
Gosh, they were huge.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I remember with Bubs, he straightened out like while I was pushing. And I literally couldn't crunch up because he was like, I could feel his feet up here. They're
oh,
like,
good
crunch.
God.
And I'm like, I can't. This kid's huge. Like, you crunch. You put him in you.
You put him in
I
you.
I think what's the craziest thing is seeing them out of you and thinking.
You were just inside.
You were. How are you in there?
Yeah, it's true. I remember that too.
It
what?
Is so
you're huge.
True.
You're ginormo.
And they're such a human.
Yes.
You're like, how were you in there?
Yes.
Yeah. I would agree.
It's
I would agree. That's so weird.
Odd.
So, did Kate have to go to timeout?
She did. A lot of times.
Baby girl.
Yeah.
It's
you know.
Fine. It
I bet
happens.
You misjudged her.
Oh, I'm sure I did not.
Hey, you know the good news is?
You're not in that season. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But Riley will be 17 in a few days, and he still throws fits. They're just 17-year-old fits.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really ever finish. They're different.
We're all excited.
Yay.
And I have
Yay.
The
Yay.
Now you're about to have Charlie.
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm glad you're getting it together right now, though, before you have a baby, because
oh,
then you have fit throwing and you're trying to nurse a baby.
No.
That's not funny.
No.
And your kids will act up anyway because you just had a baby, but imagine an undisciplined child.
Yeah, no, I'm out on that.
That's not funny.
I'm not on that.
No funny.
No. I'll just put her in the laundry closet. That's a joke.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Oh, like, what is that noise coming from the laundry room?
Hey, it's Kate.
It's Kate.
She's fine. It's fine.
Hey, they used to put Brandon in the pantry.
Yes, that was his punishment. But he said, joke's on them because I just sat there and ate.
That's where Cham came from.
That's where Cham came from.
Cham.
Oh, are you having a hot flash, Callie?
I'm hot right now.
Look how skinny you are in your waist.
Yeah.
Callie's a petite person.
Yeah, I know. But look at her waist. You look fantastic.
Thanks.
I know you feel huge. And your belly is huge. But you look fantastic.
You do have a huge belly.
I feel, well, my extremities are the largest part of me. Is that what these are called?
Yeah. Arms?
That was correct.
Your arms?
My extremities. So my arms and my legs get the chubbiest.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So this part usually stays the smallest.
You guys, have you ever really put thought, like I've seen some girls that just had their babies and stuff. They're 8-9 months in, still trying to lose their weight. And it, you know, I'm 49 now, so I'm so far from having babies. But I think back to that and I think it's just something we do when we have a baby. Now we know we got to go back into a year's worth of trying to really get back in shape mm-hmm. or get back to normal, you know? Mm-hmm. It's so strange to my brain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so strange to my brain. And we do it willingly. I mean, we're just mm-hmm. like, sure, I'll have another one, you know, knowing the pain.
Yeah, as I was waddling yeah. last night trying to get up from the couch, I told Chase, people do this multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
So.
What's that show? The lady's got 12 or something?
That's a lot of babies.
Are you talking about the Duggars?
Yeah.
That's more like 19. 18. 19.
What?
Yes, 19.
What does her vag look like?
The things we just keep in here. We don't let them come out here.
No, I don't think about that.
I don't think so either.
You don't think about that?
No, I don't.
I don't think about another person's vag. No.
No, I'm sorry.
It doesn't cross your mind?
No.
No.
Melissa can't even think of her own vag, let alone someone else's.
I don't think of her vag. Wow.
You are though. You are though.
Y'all made it sound so intense.
But those, like, I'm trying to help you. Things that we don't say.
It's like we want you to know what people hear.
Things that we don't say.
You say those things.
It's kind of like when I see couples. What do I answer?
How do they have sex? Always.
I love human nature, and so I think, what is her vagina?
I know. You hear it now.
We know you do.
That's a lot of babies. Because what y'all don't know is as you age, it changes.
We do. Oh, no. We do know this.
We do know this.
Because we've had this conversation.
So we do know.
I'm letting the podcast
Okay, well, there you go. Everybody knows about all the things now.
All the anatomy?
Yes.
Is that the right word?
Well, just call this one All Things Vag. All Things
Wait, what's that podcast? Nice. What's that?
Let's call it Cheers to the Vag.
No, what's the Broadway show?
What
the
is
vagina
that?
Monologue? Yeah, that's it!
I heard that's really good, isn't it?
The vagina monologue.
I've never it was Broadway?
Yeah, yes, it was Broadway.
Wait, but it wasn't really about vag. It was about females, right?
No, I think...
Sure. I don't know.
I've never seen it.
You're so offended by that word.
I'm not offended.
But when
by
it was the title of something, she rolled it off like it was.
Then she's like, "Oh, the vagina modules? No,
monologues.
I knew the answer. I knew if I didn't provide it, you would try to guess it." And so,
What's the other word you don't like?
The word stomach. It's just a weird word.
What?
Wait, what? That's not that even what, not I what I was thinking.
That is not what thinking. I was thinking.
Not stomach.
I've never liked that word since I was
Is that
little.
What you said? My tummy was squishy.
Yeah, whatever.
No, there's another one. Like, you don't like panties.
Yep.
Oh, like... I hate the word tits.
That's the one! That's the one! I was like, no, there's another one.
I hate that word.
We're all waiting for tits, and she says stomach. I hate
I
the
do.
Word.
I've always hated that. It sounds weird. It's spelled weird. I don't like that word. But that word I really hate.
That's funny.
I do.
I don't like the word.
No.
When
I hate
we're
it.
On the Cody ride, and he'll
yes.
say, shake your titties. I'm like, gross.
I hate that.
Why
oh,
would
I
you don't mind say that. That? You don't?
No.
I don't like the word panties.
I know. I just said you don't like the word
yeah,
panties.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't think I have a word.
I don't either.
But don't touch my knees.
Yes, we
I
know
don't
that.
Understand that.
Yes, we do know
I don't
that.
Either.
I don't either. It's
just
says.
Just don't is. Touch my knees.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
I like it.
That's funny. That's funny. There's words y'all don't like. I can't think of what they are. We've talked about this. I don't remember. Anyway.
I don't like poking.
She hates poking.
That is true.
That's true.
My
don't
brain.
Sit next
my
to
me. No, I know. I know.
Poking.
With your finger. From Melissa.
Stop thinking so things sorry. Like that.
I think it's the Celsius.
I don't think it is.
That's just the
end of the week. What is it? It's yeah. My brain goes to sex about all the things.
All the things.
I think we should honestly do a whole podcast about sex. I keep telling the Rise and Shine Morning Show girls, which by the way, it's 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Rise and Shine, wakey wakey, eggs and bakey morning show. Shameless plug.
That's on Facebook. In case
on Facebook. But that I will talk about sex. Like, what am I formulating right now, everyone? I'm the only one that will talk about sex in a female. Yes. I think it's so important. The world talks about sex, so why are y'all worried about me saying vag and poke?
Not worried. Just we're aware. Not. Help you, try to help you be aware.
We're not.
No, for real. Like, I think we need to talk about it as women. Did you know? Oh, here we go. Are y'all ready?
How long is this podcast right now?
I was going to say, time is coming to a close. Oh, yeah. We're
at 29 minutes.
Okay, let me say one more thing. So, did you know that women are the only creatures that you can't tell when they're turned on? A man can't fake it, but a woman can. Tune in for our next broadcast.
That makes sense.
It's true. That's why I'm formulating what I'm formulating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So anyway,
thanks happy for podcast us day. For our vaginal monologues.
Y'all. Okay. So all you podcast listeners, number one, I want to thank you for giving us your feedback. Because you guys all said you loved these chit-chat sessions, and we honestly...
Yes, we do.
Love it.
Yes.
And so we have a lot in store for you guys this fall of funny, fun topics. If you guys have a topic, will you let us know? You can email...
info@robbiepage.com.
And we would be happy to talk about. And we actually have a running list of topics. So... you guys email us what you would love for us to talk about. If you guys know Danielle, tell them your age and what your personality is.
I'm 34, and my personality is kind of a blend.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you're soft by nature, right?
Yep.
What about you, Callie?
I'm 32, and...
Is this her personality? A pregnant donkey. Or not pregnant?
Very important.
Pregnant with a boy, I like or to pregnant have, with a girl?
I like to have fun with the middle finger.
That's right. That's right.
Wait.
No, that's good. That's good. What about you, little sweet?
Wait, what did you say?
I said wait.
Wait, with what?
I'm 36.
And
I don't know. How would you describe me?
Sweet and salty.
Sweet and salty. Mm-hmm.
You're like a
sweet and sour. I'm a sour.
I think right.
I have a bite.
I think people mysteriously mistake you for being the sweetest thing ever, but you bite.
Oh yeah.
You should be a Sour Patch Kid for Halloween.
Yes. Oh, well, that's about right.
That's
too.
Good, yeah, that's good too.
Yeah, pretty on the eyes and prickly on the skin. I just made that up.
Sure.
So, and then I'm Robbie. I'm 49. Out of all four of us, I'm the sweetest one.
That's bold. The most
soft-spoken, sweetest, most gentle, caring one of the group. So, that being said, but let us know. Like, we have some stuff you guys have sent in. And go review.
Yes, please.
Please.
On
go
iTunes.
On iTunes. Go leave us a review, you guys. And share this podcast with your girls. Share it on your Insta. Tag Robbie Page, Danielle. I guess I should tell them your last names. Danielle Perkins, Callie Atwood, Melissa Jeffrion. Or Robbie Page Enterprises, and we will repost you guys.
Yes.
So we just want to be a little corner of the world that you can giggle, laugh, be a girl, have girl chat time, no matter what topic it is, because we know that a lot of times this is your place to be part of a funny conversation when days are so serious.
Yes.
So Charlie's kicking.
I don't know what he just did.
He agrees.
He agrees. And I think we should pour a glass of wine next time, except for you. You have water.
Yeah, I'll have something fun.
So cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.